make way for Hunters International. Thank you for listening. This has been Hell with Sweet Corn.
Nobody out there, but it's okay now. Bathing the sunlight, don't mind if rain falls. Take me outside, sit in the green garden.
Oh, wow, oh, wow. Oh, wow, oh, wow.
And I'll fly on the wings of a butterfly. High as a treetop. Down again, putting my bag down, taking my shoes off, walking the carpet, a green velvet. Okay now, bathing the sunlight, don't mind.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to...
Oh, I'm doing it. Hymn Hunters International. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's remarkable that we are in our fifth season and I still have to look at the sign to say that.
Every time, always look at the sign.
So that was Green Garden by Laura Mvula.
I love that.
Of mine. And something special about that was that Lauren had never heard that song before, which brings us to the theme.
Which is, okay.
You go.
Working title, but how do you feel about that, the reaction episode?
Oh, I like it. So Lauren, how do you feel about that song?
I really liked it.
Yeah, right?
That was fun. You know I love sad music, but it was upbeat. It was approachable. The voice was amazing. It was some fun little chimes and stuff going on in the background. And I loved it.
It's called Green Garden, you know. But it just, which makes sense because it really just reminds me of spring. It makes me want to be in like a warm afternoon sun with
a
picnic
green garden,
and dance.
Perhaps?
I know. In a green garden.
In a green garden. That was super fun. I loved that. We're going to, you know, keep the upbeat mood going.
I'm going to not sniffle into the... That's the last time I'll sniffle today into the microphone. I'm so sorry, everybody.
We have something big that you're going to share with us. A new song by an old artist.
So, okay. So here's the thing. We're going to do Kelly Clarkson right now?
We're going to do Kelly Clarkson right now.
I had collapsed Mandy Moore into Kelly Clarkson. So I knew Kelly Clarkson exists. I vaguely understood who Mandy Moore was.
Yeah.
But I thought that they were the same person.
I mean, I honestly think that's fair because who was Mandy Moore before This Is Us came out? You know what I mean?
So she was like a... late 90s pop princess.
She multiple songs.
What was that rom-com she was in?
She was in Walk to Remember, which I don't think was a rom-com.
Oh, that's a cancer movie.
Someone died. She was also in The Princess Diaries. She played someone evil in The Princess Diaries.
I always get confused with A Walk to Remember, and then there's that Reese Witherspoon movie.
Like Sweet Home Alabama.
No! the one that she won... the Oscar for.
Oh, Walk the Line?
Like the Johnny Cash movie
where she played like June, whatever.
Yes. And I'm always like Walk to Remember. That's the one where Reese Witherspoon has cancer.
I think this whole is about an issue of collapsing like many things into each other.
Wait, but does she have cancer?
Reese Witherspoon?
No, in Walk the Line.
Oh, no, I don't think she has cancer in Walk the Line. She's like his wife/singing partner.
No, I'm talking about Walk to Remember.
Oh, we some Walk the Line. Okay.
Oh, see? Anyways, here's the thing. I have totally collapsed Mandy Moore out of my existence.
This is fair.
So I was watching TV, which doesn't happen too much because I was on Mocking Rivers out on YouTube.
Yeah.
And it was an ad for The Voice and Kelly Clarkson was in it. And I'm like, oh my God, Kelly Clarkson is doing so much.
Yeah.
She's on The Voice and she's starring in This Is Us.
Oh my God.
So anyways,
it's not Kelly Clarkson.
It's Mandy Moore. So I've totally just erased Mandy Moore and all her accomplishments.
Wow.
And I am sorry about that, but
Mandy Moore.
She
did some like voice acting too. Like I want to say she was in a Disney
movie.
She
was Tangled.
Tangled, that's it.
I thought that was Kelly Clarkson.
Which is fair because like they're both singers, you know, they're both, I guess they both have that going for them. So should we play a new Kelly Clarkson song, which I haven't heard? And then maybe I'll play an old Mandy Moore song that you haven't heard.
That's perfect. Okay, so this song is called I Don't Think About You by Kelly Clarkson. And I don't know if she's going for like a Carly Simon, like you're so vain.
Ooh,
you probably think the song is about you thing. It sounds nothing like that.
Yeah.
But just like the saying I don't think about you is like a totally just flawed sentence.
Right.
Because obviously you're thinking about the person, whatever.
Right.
I have mixed feelings about this complicated song by Mandy Moore.
We're so excited.
But Lauren, I want you to stay on. Should we both stay on the mic?
We'll stay on the
mic. Yeah, just low.
Okay.
Because there's parts I want to point out to us.
And the song is called what?
I don't think about you.
I don't think about you. So this must be a new...
It came out in February.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Because I think we might be the first...
February 9th.
...ones to ever
what
play
honor.
It.
What an honor.
Okay, is it off the single?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
Should I
yeah,
go for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
I'm ready.
Okay.
When you're lost in the moment, you can't see where you're going. I didn't know who I could trust, so I put all my faith in us. Oh, you tore me to pieces, turned my strength into weakness. I didn't want it all to fall apart, so I decided just to play the part. But honestly,
and she held that note for too long.
Putting up with
a vocal
run,
it's like her thing, you know?
It made me strong enough to do this. It used to bother me.
Ooh, yeah.
Thought I could
I like
never
that.
Leave.
Yeah, this is the part I like.
After all that I've been through, nothing left to prove. No, 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 I don't think about you.
That's the part I don't like.
Oh, which goes up.
I think she should go down, not up. I mean, I don't know nothing about music. It'll come back.
And now that we're through, nothing left
ready?
To lose. No, 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 I don't think about you.
Do you like it?
I feel free.
I kind of do.
You do? Okay.
Because she's got such a, like, a range,
she
you know?
Who I am now, yeah, I learned a lot along the way. I love the woman that I became. I was patient. But not yeah. anymore. It's back in
this is like the, also this new theme where people just put like gospel choirs behind them.
Yes.
When
yes.
there's no relationship
yes.
to gospel music.
To
this is a good part.
Thought I could never leave. To all that I've been through, nothing left to prove. No, no, no.
I like that. No one can stop me.
Yeah. Her breath control on
yeah.
this song is so good.
I didn't know that was a term.
It just sounds like a more mature like sound for her, and I love that.
Oh my god. Oh, sorry. I just remembered about the film From Justin to Kelly that she starred in. She looks like Mandy Moore in that. Oh, sorry.
That was really good. Thank you for
sharing. So what'd you think?
Okay, first impression, loved it. I'm not gonna lie, I've been a long time fan of Kelly Clarkson. Her first album, I don't Breakaway or whatever it's called,
sure.
was the one of the first albums I ever bought, like
aww.
On CD, and I played it in my Walkman.
Yeah, Breakaway was the first album.
So good. If you have you heard anything?
Actually,
off that?
Her second one was Thankful. Yeah, oh, I know Breakaway.
You know Breakaway. Okay, good.
Everyone knows
that
Breakaway.
That whole album.
Since you've been gone behind these hazel eyes,
right.
Because of you.
Oh my gosh, I don't think our one Canadian listener is listening today. But I just want to share a quick anecdote about Because of You. Because of You is like a really heart wrenching song about Kelly Clarkson experiencing her parents' divorce and like
oh,
the her sort huh. of like. The trauma that it caused her later in life.
Wow.
And Amy,
I didn't realize that.
My housemate Amy, when she was young, thought the song was about Kelly Clarkson's dog getting hit by a car, and it was like a song for her dog.
Because did like Kelly the lyrics Clarkson's are like, dog get hit by a
no,
car?
No, but the lyrics are like, because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk. I learned to play on the safe side so I don't get hurt. And she thought that Kelly Clarkson's dog had run into the street and got hit by a car.
Wait, that is so funny.
And so that song like really just like means a lot to me, and it's so powerful and beautiful. And then Amy told me that, and I was like, I can never listen to it ever again.
Have you listened to the re-released version with Reba McEntire?
No.
Oh, I'm just reading about it on Wikipedia. I said that with like the confidence of having known it forever. Right? Like, oh, Lauren.
Like that was something I should have heard. Okay, so now transitioning to Kelly Clarkson's alter ego, Mandy Moore.
A conspiracy theory.
I'm going to play a song from Mandy Moore's, like, I think it's one of her first albums or early on. It's from like the late 90s. This is maybe not my favorite song. I think my favorite song by Mandy Moore is Walk Me Home, but I feel like that's not for the masses. If you want an introduction to Mandy Moore music, I think Crush is the way to go. So that's what we're going to play.
Oh, you have? Crush. But only because when I was trying to figure out who Mandy Moore was, I looked up Crush.
Okay, you know what? Then I'm going to play Walk Me Home, which is probably my favorite Mandy Moore song because I think it was on the Liz McGuire TV show soundtrack, which I owned. And it was a jam. So I'm going to play...
If it was on the Lizzie McGuire TV soundtrack,
I might have heard it.
But play it for me
anyways.
I'm
going to play it for you.
And maybe it will like stir some old memories.
Right, I won't keep us on air so we're not annoying people as they try to listen to music.
I don't know. I had fun though, Lauren.
Should I keep us
on? Then I guess we don't get a chance to have our little conversations.
I know we don't. We always talk when
we'll
the music's
playing.
We'll go off for this one. And then we'll come back and we'll recap our feelings. Yeah. Okay, this is Walk Me Home by Mandy Moore.
Baby, would you walk with me home? Baby, would you walk with me home? Baby, would you walk with me home?
my God, I love that song.
She's she was really 15 when that came out.
She was a risk taker back in 99 at the ripe age of 15. That song is sultry. It's got some, like, it's kind of got like a slow jam vibe to it. I don't know. I love it. I love it. But that is the Mandy Moore I know and love, you know?
Yeah.
That's my Mandy Moore.
Wow. Okay. I'm so sorry I collapsed her into Kelly Clarkson. That is an
She's a unique artist.
Undeserved erasure. okay. You still watching This Is Us, Lauren?
Yeah.
You and my parents.
Yeah.
And my sister and the rest of America.
And the rest of white America. We love This Is Us.
Honestly, it's just so good. I cannot talk considering all the trash TV I've been up to recently.
What have you been watching lately?
Actually, I've been watching, I guess, good shows recently, but my past is storied with poor choices. But I'm watching The Assassination of Gianni Versace right now.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Top Chef.
Top Chef. Oh, the Top Chef Colorado.
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to win?
Wait, have you seen the most recent episode?
I have seen the most recent episode.
Like the second to last?
Like the second to last episode.
I hope Adrian wins.
I do like Joe Flom a lot. I go through stages with him. Sometimes I'm like, he's just kind of like cocky and this like dude. He's like from like whatever, Chicago. And like talks about it all the time. And
I really don't like Joe Sasto.
I hated Joe Sasto. I hated him.
I talked about Top Chef on this show. So they gave Joe Sasto so many chances.
I know.
Meanwhile, Tanya and Fatima, they mess up one time, oh, and they're out.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Don't even get me started. Fatima and Tanya were my favorites. I also hate how they tried to pit Tanya against that other
Claudette,
and make all this drama. And it was just like, Tanya's just like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, let's move on. Like, judge us on our cooking. They're like, well, what did Claudette do? Like, why don't you want to tell us?
And like, she's just like, I don't want to engage in this.
Yes.
And when she got knocked off, like, she almost looked relieved.
Yes.
They really did her dirty.
I totally agree.
And you know, Fatima has cancer.
What?
Yeah, she's been undergoing chemo for the past 4 months. She has Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I did not know
that. I know. Padma has been going to her chemo, like, sessions and, like, sitting with her.
I really liked the relationship between Padma and Fatima. Like, I thought Padma was, like, really trying to, like, push her and, like, you know.
Just, I know.
You know, and I liked that.
Padma is, like, Padma is such a good person. Ugh, I love Padma.
I love her Twitter. It's so good.
Yes. Oh my God.
Her Twitter is
You've seen the photo of her like leaving the Women's March, getting into her black car.
Yes. I love her.
Well, okay. You know? Do you know about Padma's like love life?
No.
Okay, so Padma got pregnant while she was dating not one but two billionaires.
Padma. Oh my God.
One was like one was Michael Dell, like, mm-hmm. of Dell Computers.
Okay, right.
And then one was, what was his name? Hold on. One was named, it doesn't matter. Oh, Teddy Frostman,
mm-hmm.
who was the chairman and CEO of IMG, which is a sports and media company.
Okay.
Anyways, so she's pregnant. She doesn't know who the baby is. Meanwhile, Frostman, right. I mean, it's who the baby's father is. No, she doesn't know. But they both love her so much, they don't care. Frostman dies, leaves her future daughter,
who's
Krishna, like, who is now named Krishna because she learned who her baby was, like, tens of millions of dollars. And it turned out it was Adam Dell's baby.
Are you kidding?
Meanwhile, Padma's doing fine on her own. She's executive producer of Top Chef. She's cookbooks.
Great.
But very iconic moment of Padma. And she was once nominated to Salman Rushdie, who's basically like one of the most famous novelists ever.
Yeah.
So I could just like, you know, I love Padma.
But anyways,
back to Fatima.
Yeah.
Her life, she found out she had cancer like a little bit after she stopped filming Top Chef. It was in her shoulder. She's undergoing chemo. She had to get surgery.
God.
But she's doing a lot better now. Things are looking
good
up for her.
I'm really happy for her. I thought she was so good for someone who was like so young.
She's 27.
And like, she's so young. And like, her cooking was so good. And I just think she grew a lot on the show.
She's hilarious.
And that was beautiful to see.
Too.
She's also really funny.
I voted for fan favorite on her on the website.
Really?
I voted for her for 40 times. I never do that stuff. God.
I also have to say I really liked Carrie.
Me too.
I thought she should have made it further. I think she was out too soon.
Was really like the Cinderella story of Top Chef. She really like undersold herself. Yeah. And it was so nice to see her thrive.
Yeah.
I think Adrienne's really come into her own too. And clearly she's a very talented chef. She's not the biggest personality, but that's okay.
No. Yeah, on the last episode that aired, she looks very young, and it was interesting to hear her talking about like how she was like cooking with this other guy, the older guy who was her sous chef for the day, and people kept coming up to him and being like, "Oh, what are you making? Like, what is this?" And she's like, "I'm the chef over here," and being like, she looks young and she's a woman of color in the kitchen. Like, I love hearing her speak and I love hearing her experiences, and I just think like she brings a lot to the show.
I also did not. Not like Bruce, the guy she was working with.
It
was really funny when like she got assigned Bruce, and then they're like brainstorming ideas, and she's like, Bruce has a lot of ideas, and then they just play like 45 seconds of Bruce suggesting like a million different
just
things,
like talking
and
at her
just standing there with like a straight face like, she's in the top three, not you, Bruce, who only made pasta the whole time. It's like, girl, we get it. You can make pasta.
I have to say, okay, this is the last thing, because those of you who don't know Tom Shepard probably have stopped listening, but I really hated the clay, like, bear click between, like, the Joes and Bruce. And, like, I was just, like, it was gross. I was, like, I'm over this. You guys are nasty. I don't know. I think I liked the cast of the season, but I do think there was people that just didn't get to shine as they should have.
I agree.
Also, last note, Tanya's restaurant is like 15 minutes from where
I live. Have you been there?
No, and I kept trying to go over break, but it just like, it was closed on some days of the week and I just never
got
out there.
It's brunch, right?
But I think they do brunch and lunch.
Oh, that's right.
And it's supposed to be amazing, and I've heard if you go on weekends, there's always a line, so I was trying to go during a weekday. It just never worked out. But I'm like, it's on my list. I really want to go.
It's supposed to be amazing.
It's supposed to be really good.
And that was, you know what part of Top Chef pissed me off? And then we can talk about something else.
What?
Okay. So do you know when they did that Olympics episode?
Yes.
And Tanya, they were like, Tanya, tell us like what temperature your meat's gonna be at. And she was like, I don't do that.
Yeah.
So she told them a temperature that was too high. Meanwhile, her meat was cooked absolutely perfectly, and she got so many points off. I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah. So the challenge, they were basically like, it was kind of like a relay of cooking, and they didn't give the chefs thermometers, and they're like, well, tell us what temperature your meat is, and then it better be cooked to that temperature or you get points off. And most chefs don't cook with thermometers. They cook by like touch and by sight, and you know, you kind of know when your meat's done. Her meat cooked perfectly, but the temperature she said it should have been at, which was wrong, was like, you know, it was way too hot, and so they took points off of that. And I think that was very unfair.
I agree. I thought it was pretty messed up.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, well,
wait, sorry. Oh, wait, there's an article. Tanya Holland describes bro culture on Top Chef season 5. A lot of chest puffing and name dropping.
Yeah, she's talking about Bruce. We all know she's talking about Bruce.
Literally, Bruce was like, oh, I know another person.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
Let's play a song.
That's bro culture. That's really interesting. I'm going to play a song for you. This is a song that was recommended to me by my friend Katie. And it's kind of like it's fun, little funky, little jazzy. I don't know. I've been into it. It's been making me think that it's spring, even though it's not. So I think I'll play that, and then we'll see what you think, because I don't think you've ever heard it.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, this is
while it's playing, I'm gonna read you this Eater article.
Okay, I'm so excited. This is called Better Than by Lake Street Dive.
I could spend ages reading the news. I could spend days singing the
Okay, so that was Better Than by Lake Street Dive. I really like it. It's just a nice little jam. We've been only talking about Padma since we were last on.
That was a really great song.
Thank you.
I quite enjoyed it.
Enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, wait. Now do I need to find a song that you...
Yeah. I have another song I can play. Have you listened... Oh, okay.
Wait, ask me.
Have you listened to much Khalid?
Yeah, I've listened to all of it.
Okay. I'm just... Recently, I got really into American Teen because it's just so, like... It's just so, like, classic, campy, like, American, like, growing up in the summer, like, kind of vibe.
I listened to it, like, all summer.
Yeah.
Like, it was perfect summer music.
Yeah.
Wait, here's a more embarrassing question. Have you listened to all of Reputation?
Yes, I have.
Oh, so you've heard Dress?
I have heard Dress.
Because I...
That is a sexy song.
I'm like, this is the sexy Taylor I've been waiting for.
I want the whole album to be like that.
I know. Taylor, here's the thing about Taylor Swift. Besides the fact that she's maybe or maybe not a white nationalist.
Right.
I'm kidding, Taylor. Don't sue me.
She's going to take our show down.
Honestly, she would destroy this entire school.
She would.
She's so close sometimes. Like, why would you ever release Look What You Made Me Do as the single when there are actually good songs on that album?
Also,
like, Endgame is better. Yeah. Don't Blame Me is better.
Even, oh gosh, what's that song about her boyfriend? My Babies Fly Like a Jet Stream, that one.
Oh, yeah.
Call It What You Want To. Like, I like that. I do like that. But her next... She released something that her next music video is going to be for... It's a bad song. It's a bad song of the new album. It's... what song is it? Delicate. It's Delicate.
See, this is what I mean.
See, literally the open lyrics of Delicate are, "My reputation's never been worse. You must like me for me." It's just, it's so bad.
But that's what I mean, is like, why is she doing this? Like,
I don't know.
Who makes her business strategy?
I don't know.
I honestly wonder if it maybe just doesn't matter. sing well anyways. Wait, have I played Blue Madonna for us? The Born song? Okay, okay.
With Lana. Love it.
Okay, wait. I'm going to find a song you haven't listened to.
Okay. But anyway, but yeah, we'll see what the new music video is. All of
Brockhampton is explicit.
Oh.
So in the meantime, Lauren,
yeah,
what's going on in your life?
Well, I watched the Oscars last night.
Okay.
And I read some think pieces about it.
Oh, did you?
Which we've been talking about a little bit. Some I would recommend. Let's see. I read one in like a random publication. It was like the Daily Beast or something like that. And it was about the Ryans.
I love that like subtle drag of the Daily Beast. Like just this random.
It was like a random. But I was like from the Daily Beast. I mean, I guess. But it was about like the Seacrest Empire and the implications were of like ABC and E putting him on the red carpet. And attitudes in entertainment industry and personalities, and it was really interesting. It was about like it was kind of about the the alleged collapse of the Seacrest Empire, but it was like, is he going to come back from this? Like, because basically he was put on the red carpet to do interviews amidst allegations of assault and or harassment, and he did pretty poorly from what I read in this article. Anyway, it was interesting.
I know nothing about the Ryan Seacrest stuff right now.
It's interesting. Like, and he hasn't, like, none of ABC, E, Ryan Seacrest, none of them have acknowledged what's been going on. They're basically kind of trying to silence this woman who's come forward. It was very controversial to put him on the red carpet amidst all this like Me Too and Time's Up, stuff that's going on. And and then I read a lot about politics at the Oscars and, you know, what's going on in Hollywood. I would just do some Googling, read about it. It's really interesting. Also another piece from The New Yorker that was really good. That talked a little bit about the Oscars. There was some good gifts in there. I read a piece called in the New Yorker, A Strange Uneven Oscar Night in the Year of Me Too. I have to say, like, I'm happy for Frances McDormand. I thought she gave a really interesting speech that I was kind of like, I wasn't really expecting it, and then she kind of came up and I was like, okay, look at her
have
go.
Have you seen Three Billboards?
I have seen Three Billboards.
I have not seen it.
I mean, well, and also the another guy won for Best Supporting Actor, and he played like a very racist, just
Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, like a really just kind of like gross cop who kind of became the hero of the story.
Do you ever just feel like though that's like an easy role to play? Like when they gave Alexander Skarsgård the Emmy for playing Nicole Kidman's
abusive
husband in Big Little Lies, I was like, was that actually like difficult? Do you know what I mean? Like, I was just like, well, okay, like, because Nicole Kidman and Laura Dern both won Emmys for that.
Yeah.
And I was like, their performances felt a lot more hard to actually act.
And more complex, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
I'm like, that guy literally had one note to him.
Yeah.
He was evil. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
Well, I think
haven't seen Billboards, I'm sure it's different.
Right. Well, Sam Rockwell, the whole thing is, like, he starts out as this racist guy, but then he becomes, like, the hero and someone who's, like, helping save whoever and what, and so I think, you know, he supposedly has, like, this big character arc, as the dialogue is changing and as pop culture is changing, it becomes like harder to award straight white dudes for like regular performances. And so when you see someone who's, I don't know, like I just think like people are looking to see something different, but they're not really looking in the right places. Does that make sense?
I don't know, because like I saw this funny list online and it was like all the men who've played Winston Churchill and it was like 30 actors in the past 50 years. So yeah. I'm like, to me, like playing Winston Churchill is like nothing new.
Yeah.
But apparently, okay, I read this other thing online that like the way that like the best actor works is like oftentimes the person who wins best actor is someone who like didn't get it another time and who people feel like is owed an Oscar.
Yeah.
And which is like really weird. So they were like, people feel like Academy voters feel like Gary Oldman is like owed an Oscar at this point, so they just give it to him.
That's
which is wild.
That is, I mean, I think that's real.
But that must be how it works. It's like literally who on earth watched The Darkest Hour? And who, like, do...
Right. Right, compared to some of the other nominees, like, yeah, no, I agree. I also just think, though, that when you're thinking about something like the Academy Awards, like, the people who are voting are not, like, young people who are looking for, like, diversity and, you know, like, whatever in their films. They're, like, you know, people who are going to reward, like, very classic traditional performances.
Also, something kind of weird is, like, I think a lot of people now, like, they just make movies so the actor can win.
Mm.
Like, I'm trying to... A good example is when Natalie Portman, I guess it was last year, was in Jackie. Jackie was apparently a bad movie, but Natalie Portman did that role to win the, like, that movie was made for Natalie Portman to win the Oscar. Mm. Like, that's the only reason they made
that
movie.
That's really interesting, actually,
like,
yeah.
And that's this, like, that's kind of how I felt with, did you see The Iron Lady, Meryl Streep's Margaret Thatcher movie?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was not a very good movie,
yeah,
but it was made so, like, Meryl would win the Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know. You know what I keep thinking about? Mm. Silver Linings Playbook, if it came out today, and even though it's 6 years ago, people would hate it. And, like, it was mess. Anyways, okay. We should play a song.
If you have thoughts on the Oscars, let us know. If you have ideas for roles that white dudes can play that aren't someone who's dead, someone who's abusive, or someone who's a racist, I also would love to hear that.
It's yeah. Or maybe just, like, I don't know.
Do you have a song to play?
Sure.
Can you find one?
Kind of. No, I did, and then I forgot.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if you've heard this song, but now I've lost it. Wait. Oh, man. I think I've really lost it. So who do you think it's going to be for Spring Fling?
If it's not Fergie, I'm boycotting.
I'm good at boycotts.
I'm gonna play a quick song in the interim while you're looking for a song. This is called Care by a band called Hudson Taylor. I saw them live a couple weeks ago.
I don't know
and
this
I
song.
Didn't,
never heard
okay,
it.
Okay, you never
Perfect.
Heard the song. I didn't really mean to see them, but I did. They were cute. They were like a pair of brothers from, like, Ireland. The song's fun. It's about someone cheating, so enjoy.
You're just connected to the shame of your secret lover. It never works out in the end. If it keeps on going, you might lose your only friend. It's all connected, baby. It's all connected to our brains. Think a little harder when you're feeling all alone. Think about you every second of the day. He's a hypocrite and he should be locked up in a cage. It's all connected, baby. It's all connected to our brains. Think a little harder when you're feeling all alone. Cheating on you, messing with your head. I only say it 'cause I can't.
Okay, that was Care by Hudson Taylor. Fun little jam. I saw them at the Middle East last weekend, and they were opening for someone else, so I enjoyed that. We have another important song to play, right?
Yeah, we do. This is Run, Joey Run, the Glee cast version featuring Jonathan Groff.
Oh, so good.
Are you ready?
I have heard this. I know our theme is new impressions, and we have been sticking to it, actually.
Yeah, but the song is just so good. We need to listen.
It's just so good. So anyway, okay, we're going to play right now. No further ado. Here is Run, Joey, Run.
Baby, it's all connected to our brain. Don't come over. My dad and I just had a fight, and he stormed out the door. I've never seen him act this way. My God, he's going crazy. He said he's gonna make you pay for what we've done. He's got a gun, so run, Joey, run, Joey, run.
Daddy, please don't. It wasn't his fault. He means so much to me. Daddy, please don't. We're gonna get married. Just you wait and see.
Got in my car and drove like mad till I reached Julie's place. She ran to me with tear-filled eyes and bruises on her face. All at once I saw him there.
Preacher man,
yes he was.
He was.
The Lord only was.
Yes he was.
Okay, I'm going to read a PSA because I have not done that. We've just been so excited with the theme today.
And just been gossipy and...
As we do, I'm far away from the mic. I'm just going to read the first PSA I flipped to, unless it's a really long one, so I won't read it. Okay, numbers to think about. Worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans accounting for half the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical cost of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. The thing about these PSAs is sometimes they're trying to say really good things. Like, this is important, like why we spend so much on healthcare and we're such an insignificant part of the world population. But there's so many numbers in it, it doesn't communicate. Like, it doesn't translate. Well,
so
anyway,
Lauren, why don't you redo that PSA for me right now? In a better way.
Wait, I just...
No. Okay, next week we'll do it.
Okay. I flipped away from it. I. You know what? Hold on. Let me see if I can find it. Now it's time more that I can't find it. But basically, it was saying the U.S. spends way too much on healthcare. So, on that note, we only have, 6 minutes left of the show. So, we'll probably be closing it out here pretty soon. This has been a fun reaction episode.
It has.
Do you have any recommended reads this week? Did we go over that? I talked about the Oscars, but
I recommend this one called Unliking Women?
No.
Okay, this is the only one I'm going to recommend because it's going to take you like 40 minutes to read it if you actually read it. It's a very long essay. It's an N+1 magazine. So that's spelled like the letter N, then plus, and then spelled out one, mag.com. It's by Andrea Long Chu. The subtitle is The Society for Cutting Up Men is a Rather Fabulous Name for a Transsexual Book Club, which is very funny. Mm-hmm. But it's a great essay. It takes like a long time to read, but I keep saying quite. I really like it. So yeah, that's my recommended read for the week. Read The Observer. Have an article out. Not online, though.
What's your article?
You'll see if you read The Observer.
Oh, my God.
It's very depressing. I don't want to talk about it on the air.
That's
fine. I guess I just did, though. I Don't Think About You by Kelly Clarkson. Anyways. okay. What song should we leave everyone with?
Let's close out on a big number here. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Let's close out on something fun. Something upbeat, which you know I'm really good at. What about I'm feeling like something a little old school because I feel like we've been playing a lot of throwback with the Glee.
Yeah, with Dusty Springfield.
With Dusty Springfield, with Kelly.
When you say old school now, Lauren, do you mean when we were growing up or actually old school?
You know, honestly, I kind of meant when we were growing up, but actually I have a song I want to play that's actually old school. That's kind of a fun one. I'm going to play, unless you have something you're dying to play. I'm going to play the 1960-something classic, The Wait, by The Band, which is one of my favorite jams. And I don't know.
I think it'll be nice.
Let's end it on that.
Is it 4 minutes?
It is. Yeah, it is. So you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMO Medford. This has been Hymn Hunters International with our weekly show. We'll be back next Monday, 5 to 6. We're very consistent. The one thing in our lives that has consistency is this show. But thank you so much for listening.
True.
Honestly, I don't commit to anything like I commit to this show. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your week. Stay warm.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on me.
picked up my bag. I went looking for a place to hide. When I saw Carmen and the devil walking side by side.